Sechte Yumi. Mishnah. Shivas Yomim Kaidim Yom HaKippurim. Hey, 7 days before Yom Kippur is Mafrishin Koyen Godel Mibesai. They take the Koyen Godel away from his house to Mekayim the Mitzvah's Prisha. We'll see in the Gemara, we learn now from Sukkim, that there's a Mitzvah Poshet Midiraisa, that 7 days before Yom Kippur, you have to take the Koyen Godel away from his house, and we bring him Lelishchas Parhadrin. We bring him into the Beis HaMikdash, into a special room called the Lishchas Parhadrin. The Gemara will explain why it has this name, what is Parhadrin, how did they get this name. The whole point of the Indian is, let's see Rashi, Shivas Yom Kippur, is Shekol Avodish Yom Kippur Einuk Sheri Eloboy. On Yom Kippur, you're only allowed to have the Avodah done with the Kohen Gadol. Because the Aleph Bahari is the Perek Basra, the Yachsiv Gav Yom Kippurim V'Kippur HaKohen Asher Yimshach Oisoi, it has to be with the Mashiach, means the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara Mefarish Lo Mafrishin. The Gemara will explain why we Mafrishin. So one of the Ikka Mitzvahs is, the Ikka Inyan is, he has to go away from his wife. Because Mebeis HaPosh means his wife, he should not be with his wife for 7 days. Because we're afraid maybe his wife will be a Nida or a Sophic Nida, and he'll be boiled with her, and then he'll become tummy for 7 days. And then he won't be able to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. Therefore, 7 days before Yom Kippur, we'll mafresh him from his wife, and he should go into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Lishchas Parhadrin. And the Gemara will dash him Sukkim why. So Rashi said, Lishchas Parhadrin, Kach Shemo, this is the name of this Lishcha, the Gemara Forish, Lom and Nikris Kain. How did they get this name? Umesakinon Loi Koin Achar Tachtov. Now, after this mitzvah's prisha, we also do a second thing. We set aside another Kohen Gadol. Tachtov instead of the first Kohen Gadol. Val Sheme Yara Baipsul. Maybe something will happen on Yom Kippur. He'll become a Balkeri, or become Tomei, or he'll stop doing the Avoid in the middle, and then the Avoid is only kosher with a Kohen Gadol. So we prepare another Kohen Gadol just in case something happens to the first Kohen Gadol. Like Rashi says, Sakinan Loi, Zaminan Kohen Achar, Lias Kohen Gadol Tachtov. Im Yara Boy Psul Keri, Oishar Tuma, Hamakvi Milova Lamigdish. If anything happens to the first Kohen Gadol, that he won't be able to come to the Beis HaMikdash to do the Avodah, so we'll have another Kohen Gadol prepared, he'll be able to do the Avodah. And the Gemara goes through, we'll see in the Barichas in the Gemara, how do we Mamana the second Kohen Gadol? He can't have two of them, and he can't be Mamana him on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara goes through, we make it Tanoi, and we'll see in the Gemara how we Mamana the second Kohen Gadol. But we prepare a second Kohen Gadol. Now the Mishnah doesn't say for the second one also a mitzvah's prisha, that we have to take him away from his wife also for 7 days. So the Mefarshim speak out, like the Tosfos Yishonim, when the Sakinah like Koyin Achar Tachtav, we set aside another Koyin Gadol. So he says all it means is, Lahaskin loy big day zov, kimidosai. All it means you have to prepare for the second person, this Koyin Gadol, make sure he has begodim. He has the special big day zov that the Koyin Gadol wears in Yom Kippur, and it should fit him. That means we prepare beforehand. Kedermina b'kamon. Kimidosu v'dashin shlo yechsev lo yoysev. It shouldn't be too long, it shouldn't be too short. We have to make sure he has the exact size. Ulahaziroi lishmer atzmoi b'tayra. We also teach him to be careful now, don't become tummy. So he says, v'davke mesakinen, avoloi hoyim afrishin. But with the second Kohen Gadol, we did not separate him, take him away from his wife for the 7 days. Kedermina b'gemara. Tiyafrosh aloi makfa. That even though it's a mitzvah to be mafresh to Kohen Gadol, but that's not likuva. If we didn't do it, he could still be a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So therefore, since this is only a chash, that something may happen to the first Kohen Gadol, so it's enough that we set aside a second person to take over. But we don't have to do this mitzvah prisha to the second person. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Isha Cheris, Misakinan Loi. For the first Kohen Gadol, we even prepare him a second wife. Why? Shema Thomas Ishtoi, maybe his first wife will die on Yom Kippur, right before Yom Kippur. And the Pasuk says, Shenemar, V'chipe ba'adoi uvad beisoi, that he has to have a kapora on Yom Kippur for himself, uvad beisoi for the sake of his house. What does beisoi mean? Beisoi zu Ishtoi, his wife. So Mashmi, he has to have a wife. If a Kohen Gadol doesn't have a wife, his avodah is no good. So we're afraid maybe the Kohen Gadol's wife will die on Yom Kippur, therefore we prepare for him a second wife. And exactly how you do this, I can't have two wives, the Gemara goes through also. We give a get on a Tanai, it's only a Tanoi, and that Lu Yitzru, the first one dies, then the second Kedushin is Chal. Because to make Kedushin on Yom Kippur, you can't. So the Gemara goes through how exactly you make the Tanoi. Omru Loi, the Chum said back to Rabbi Yehuda, Im Kein En Lo Dav Soif. If you're afraid that maybe the Kohen Gadol's wife will die, there's no end to it. So you have to mafresh a second wife. Maybe the second one will die. A third one, maybe the third one will die. There's ain't safe to how much latif we mesakin. So they hope we're not afraid. The pshat is a cheskes chai. since right now his wife is alive, we have to Neman, the Mestam shall be alive tomorrow also. And this much we don't have to prepare a second wife. Vashenka, in the first halacha, they ask him to, that we are afraid maybe you'll become puzzle, maybe you'll become a Balkari, maybe something would happen, that's Shchiach. So therefore we do prepare another Kohen in case something happens to the first Kohen. But to prepare a second wife, that much we're not afraid. Like Rashi says, Ein lo dov esoif, Shema gamzu Thomas. If you start to worry, maybe his first wife will die, maybe the second one would also die. And Ein lo dov esoif. And the pshat is, we're not afraid that they'll die. Because there's a cheskes chai. That's not Shchiach for them to die. Mashenkin Tumah, that Shchiach, that we prepare the a second Kohen Gadol. In the Gemara. Tanan Hosam, we learned over there, Mishnah in Porah, Shivas Yomim Koidem Sreifas HaPorah, 7 days before the Kohen, that work with the burning of the Porah Duma, is Hoyamafrishin Kohen HaSoref HaSaporah MiBeisai. They used to also, there's a mitzvah prishon for the Kohen that's going to burn the Porah Duma, we used to separate him 7 days before that, from his house, from his wife, Lelishcha Shal Pnei HaBira. We used to bring him into a room, in Asher, was in the front of the Beis HaMikdash, Tzvoina Mizrachis, which is on the north, east side of the Azara. Or Lelishcha's Beis Heaven Hoysenikras. This room was called Lishcha's Beis Heaven, a house made out of a stone. That's what it was made. So Rashi says, Reifa Sapor means Poraduma. Shalpneya Bir, Lakama Forish, my Bir. What does Bir mean? That means the Beis HaMikdash. Tzvoina Mizrachis, the Mikzoya Mizrachis, Tzvoina Shal Azara Hoysa. It was on the north, east side of the Azara. That's where they had this room set aside for the Kohen that's going to burn the Poraduma. Now here it doesn't say Kohen Gadol. It just says Mafrishin Kohen HaSorif. So Mafrishin speak out, it's a Shaila, it's a Machlaikis in the Gemara, if you need a Kohen Gadol for this or not. So he sees out, the Toysi Shonim, Mafrishin Kohen HaSorif HaSapora. Omer Rabbeinu HaZokin, Dein Ladadik Midatoni Kohen HaSorif Demari B'Kohen Hedyit. The Chura Tzorayi, you do not need a Kohen Gadol to burn the Poraduma. Otherwise, it should have said Kohen Gadol. Chutz Mashmi, even a Kohen Hed, you could do it. He says, no, maybe that's not a diik. To Achinami, you have a Tony Kohen Oived, Avoid you on the Kippur. Lo, how you mask a Kohen Gadol. The Mashmi Shapi Kohen Yadu Asarif, or Yoived. You feel with my Kohen Hed. It means Mesuf. It could be that maybe you do need the Kohen Gadol. And the reason why it says, like Kohen Hasarif, if you do with that special Kohen that has to go burn the Poraduma, we have to be Mafreshim 7 days in advance. But it's a machlokes, it's a shaila if you need the Kohen Gadol to burn the Poraduma, or could a regular Kohen burn the Poraduma. But whoever's going to burn the Poraduma, he has to be separated from his wife 7 days before that, before he burns it, and they bring him into the Lishcha to call the Beis Heaven. For the Umar of Olam, Nikra Shema, Lishcha's Beis Heaven, why was the name of the special room where they put this Kohen called the Beis Heaven, the room made out of stone? So the Umar, Shakol my Seho Bekli Gololim, Bekli Avonim, or Bekli Adoma. That all the work they used to do with the Poraduma used to be done with special type of kelim, that these kelim don't have a shame clean against the Mekabel Tumah. The Ilchus Tumah, these kelim will not be Mekabel Tumah. And since the Poraduma we want to do B'tayra, we bedarf to use these special type of kelim that cannot be Mekabel Tumah. Therefore they used to use Kli Gololim. Rashi says, Gololim, I just call myself Shapara, Kli Gololim, Tepiyah Boker. What comes out of the animal. They used to make kelim from that. But first of all, B'mlochis. And that's called a kli, that's not makabel tumah. Kli avonim, who are then a kli made out of stone, is also not makabel tumah. Over kli adoma. What does kli adoma mean? Rashi says, she'ena suyin kli cheres, bekivshin. It's the same type of material that you make an earthly keli, a kli cheres, but the only difference is that kli cheres is called after it's put into the oven when it's baked. Before it's put into the oven to bake, then it's called a kli adoma, which is not called a kli filchus tumah. It's not makabel tumah. Elimin hadomahi. Shuk Evan rock, it's like a soft Evan, the Choykin Umimeno Kalim, and they hollow out space inside to make a Kli out of it. But I call upon them, they used to use special type of Kalim for the Poraduma, that these Kalim are not Makabu Tumah. So since they used to use Kalim of Evan, therefore this room that they set aside this Kohen to prepare the Poraduma was also called the room of Beis Evan. Like to make a Heker, you're going with a place now that's not Makabu Tumah. And Toi speaks out that Shakol Maisel B'Kli Avonim. Toi says Davka B'Elu Zayin Yomim. Only these 7 days shall Sreifa Sapora. Avo B'Shas Kiddush. But later, after they burnt the Poraduma and they put the ashes into a keli with Kli Mayim Chayim, Hotnam Aperakei Masech the Pora B'Chol HaKelu Mekadishim. For care, if you're allowed to use any type of a kli, V'Afilu B'Kli Gololim. Yeah, it's a Kiddush you could use a Kli Gololim, but for sure you could use other type of kelim also. So because the pasuk says Mayim Chayim Al Keli, so it's a chiddush. I would think a kli maybe is only a kli that's makabel tumah. That's a chiddush. No, even these type of kelim, kli galolim, kli adama, even though they're not makabel tumah, but they have a shame kli negate the kiddush of the meichatis. But that's not the only type of a kelim. You could use any kli you want. You could use for the kiddush of the mechatis of the paradumim. That's why he says that's what the Gemara means. Kol ma'aseh only means b'shas t'sreifa. If these 7 days and the ois d'inyan of burning the parah, any type of a kli you needed was only made from this type of material. But later, after you had the yeshiv and you put it into the water, that could be in any type of a kli. Where it says my timer. How come they made this special zehirus to use special type of kelim when they were oisik and being burning the paradumim? The Gemara says, "Kivun the tful yoim kosher b'parah." Really, midiraisa by the parah aduma, even if the kohen is a tful yoim, that means the kohen, let's say, touched the sheretz in the morning, and then he went to the mikvah. So after he went to the mikvah, he's tor, but he's called a tful yoim. For a certain dinim, he's still called tamei. Negeh the parah aduma is kosher. A tful yoim could also burn the parah aduma. The Tanan we learned, "Mitamim hoyu hakohen aserif es parah." The kohen that used to burn the parah aduma, they bedafka would know this kalis. That they were matam him that day. They made him become tummy. Tois says avada only means a tumma with rabbonin, or tois shonin. So they matam him a tumma with rabbonin. And then he went to the mikvah, so he was called the tful yoim. The bedafka wanted that a tful yoim he should be the one to burn the paraduma. Why? The parumat vilo loisoy and then put him into the mikvah. Lohaitse meliban shel tzedukim. To go kineged what the tzedukim used to say. Shayoimim, the tzedukim, those are the people that don't learn Torah Shabbapeh, didn't learn Torah Shabbiksav, Torah Shabbiksav, not Torah Shabbapeh, they used to say, B'me'urvei HaShemesh Hoysenasis. They used to say the paradum is only kosher after the Kohen went to the mikvah and he waited, they had Herr Shemesh. They held that Tful Yoim is possible to do the Avodah, can't burn the paraduma. So to be mighty, to show them that they're wrong, they were Badafka Mesakin, that the Kohen that went to burn the paraduma was Tomei that day, and he went to the mikvah, and before Harashemesh, they let him burn the paraduma. And since they made this little of a kalus, that the Kohen burning it is a tfu yoim, is tkinu la rabon, rabonim made other takonis, that any, what keli, what type of utensils do they use, is kli galolim, it has to be a keli that comes out of the tzvi ebok, or the shmutz that comes out of the animal, kli avonim, a stone, or kli adama, made out of this earth before you baked it. The loylekabli tumah, that these kelim are not called kelim negeit hilchas tumah. They can't be makabel tumah. Ki hechid al lezalz lebo. They made this chumrak that people shouldn't come to do a zilzul, be mezalz in the paraduma. As once they made this ksas kula, that they let the kohen become tummy that day, and then he went to the mikveh, he was a tful yoim. So if they're noy with a tful yoim, they're afraid maybe they'll be noy other kulas. So they had to make certain chumras to no. Only this one thing we're doing. We're letting the tful yoim burn the paraduma. But everything else, you have to be very careful not to be metama the para. So therefore, the kelim we use was special type of kelim, that these kelim cannot be mekabel tuma. The Rashi says, Kihechad al-Zalz lebo. Loima, people should not say, Hoy, lo tful yoim kosher b'para. Since the tful yoim is let it work, burn the paraduma, ain't tzarech liyoz reason bo, b'shmiras taira. We don't have to watch ourselves so much not to be metama the paraduma. Lekach also bo milas harba. Therefore, they made a lot of chumris. Le taira v'zuachas mehen. They made a lot of chumris to be knowing a lot of taira with the paraduma, and this is one of them. The people should not learn out from this. For the mora maishnot tzvoinim ezroches. How come the special room, this lishcha that was called the base seven, was used to put the kain 7 days before he burnt the paraduma? It was where was it located in the base of Mikdash? It was on the northeast side of the Azara. How come with tzvoinim ezroches? Why the northeast side? Kivon the chatesi, the paraduma, the Torah calls it a chates. The chates tunet tzvoina. A regular korban chates that you make the shchit in the Azara, where do we do it? We do it on the southern side of the Mizbeach. Uksiv bo, and so therefore, since the paraduma is also called the chates, we have to put the lishcha at least on the north side. It's even though the shchit of the paraduma was not done in the Azara, they did it in the Har HaMishcha. But I call upon him, since the Torah calls it a chates, it's doima to another korban chatis, that there the shchita has to be done sofoino. Uksiv bo, there's another pasuk by the paraduma, el noichach pnei oyomoid. That when you used to make the hazois of the dam by the Har Mishcha, you used to be facing towards the base of Migdish, and you used to spritz the dam, el noichach pnei oyomoid, which the pesach of the oyomoid, which are on Mizrach side. So therefore, Mizrach sofoino, that's where they used to have this lishcha to remind himself he's being oisik in a para aduma. Is kino la rabbon and lishcha tzvayne mizrachis. Ki heichi de lehevi lo hakeira. That's why Rabbanan set aside this special room for the Kohen on the east north side. To remember him is South Sfoino, because it's called like a Chatis, and Mizrach, because on Mizrach side was they used to face to spritz the dam of the Paraduma. And Rashi says, Kivun the Chatisi, Chatis Nikra Shinema Lemain Nidu Chatisi. The Torah called the Paraduma Chatis. The Chatis Tunit Sfoino. Rashi Chatis Hakravis means a regular Chatis that you bring on the Mizbeach is Nishchotis Petzofen. The shechita was done on the north side of the mizbeach. For loyshe zu tunis sofen, not that the paraduma needs sofen. Shereihi nishchota b'har mishcha. They used to make the shechita on the paraduma, not even in the base of Middash, nor on the har mishcha. So it just means that since the Torah calls it a chatis, we make it on the north side. Zeich le korban chatis oksiv paro el loychek pnei oyel moed b'hazoas doma. When you used to spritz the dam. Shu oymed b'har mishcha. The kohen used to stand on top of the har mishcha. And used to stand up there and look and be able to see inside the Pesach of the Heichel, which is on the east side. So therefore they had this room set aside on the east-north side. All these 7 days that this Kohen is there, he has to make sure he knows he's here for a purpose to take care of the paraduma, and he should learn the halachas to make sure he'll know exactly how to burn it b'tayra. Right, my bira says, what is this lashon of bira? Before it said that this we put this kain aser pasaporim mi beis tayu takeim lishcha shal pnei habira, which is like in the face of the bira. What is the bira? What does the lashon bira mean? Is Amar Rabba bar bar chana Amar Rabbi Yechanan Malkem hoye bar abayis? It was a place on the har abayis. Ubira Shemai, a special place on the Beis Hamikdash, which was called Bira. Resh Lakish or Mesh Lakish says no. Kol HaMikdash Kulai Kruya Bira. So the whole Beis Hamikdash has a general name called the Bira. Shenem on the Apostle says by David HaMelech, HaBira Asher Achinoisi. That is, the Bira means the Mokkel for the Beis Hamikdash that I prepared. Like Rashi says, HaBira Asher Achinoisi. Asher Zimanti, I prepared that Mokkel. Asher Zimanti La Mokkel, Gorin Aroino, Livnoisa Boi. The place to build the Beis Hamikdash. V'David Kamalei Laikra B'Divrei Hayomim. So, kids, so the Habira here means the whole Mokum of the Beis Hamikdash. That's called the Bira. So, this place was on the north south side of the Azaram. That's where we had the special Lishcha called the Beis Evin. We used to set aside this Kayin 7 days before he burnt the Paraduma. For the Gemara now, Minohan Emili. How do we know these two halachas? The Loch of our Mishnah and the Loch of the Rice from the Mishnah in Parah. That 7 days before the Kohen Gadol does the Avodah of Yom Kippur, we take him away from his wife and we bring him into the Beis Hamikdash. And who are then the mitzvah of this Kohen burning the Parah? Do we take him away from his wife 7 days before and bring him into the Beis Hamikdash? How do we know this mitzvah prisha? The rest of the boy prisha Yom Kippur l'Parah. How do we know these two mitzvahs to be perish the Kohen that takes the Kohen Gadol and the Kohen that burns the Parah Duma? Omer Rabbi Minyumi Bar Chilkiya Omer Rabbi Mechasiya Bar Idi Omer Rabbi Yechnin, Omer Kroa, the Pasuk says by Meluim, Kasher Osa Bayoim Hazer, the same way it was done now, Tzivu Hashem Lasa Is Lechaper Aleichem. Kodesh Baruch gave it Tzivu, we should do it for other times also. Tzivu Hashem Lasa Is Lechaper Aleichem. Now, Kasher Osa Rashi says, there's going on by Meluim. There's going after the 7 days of the Meluim on the 8th day. It says, Shetzivu Oysom Lifrash Mi Beisam Zayin Yomim. Hey, 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, before the 8th day of Yemei Meluim, the 7 days before that, there was a mitzvah prisha that the Kohanim had to go away. Shenem, the Pasuk says, "O Pesach Oyel Moed Teishvu Yoimim V'Layla." They should sit in the Oyel Moed for 7 days. O Vashmini Avdu, and on the 8th day, then they come and do the avodah in the Mishkan. Shenem, Avahi B'Yom Hashmini Korah. O Ksev Korah V'Ela Mizbeach Kasher Tzivu Lasas L'Doris Lifrei Zayin Lefnei Avodas Yemechad. Here we learn out that Torah says Lasois means Ladaris for the future generations. There's also such a mitzvah that before you do an Avodah for 1 day, 7 days before that you have to separate yourself and come into the Beis Hamikdash. Hey, just like by Yom HaShemini, for 7 days before that, the Kohanim had to go away and stay in the Yoyim Moed, who are then at Tzivu Ladaris, there'll be a time that for a special Avodah, you have to separate yourself 7 days before you do that Avodah. So the Pasuk is again, Omer Krom, Kasher Osa B'Yom Hazir, the same way we're doing today on the 7 days of Yemei Meluim, before they did the Avodah on the 8th day on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Is Tzivu Hashem Lasa, Hashem gave it Tzivu, it should be done in the future generations. L'chaper aleichem. Now we darshin la'asois elu ma'isapur. That's what the pasuk says. Tziva Hashem la'asois. From the word la'asois, we learn out that there's a mitzvah by the ma'isapur. That the kohen that burns the paraduma, he has to have this mitzvah prisha 7 days before, and he has to be separated from his wife and to go to the base of Migdish. L'chaper, the pasuk says l'chaper aleichem elu ma'isi yom ha'kippurim. Learn out from the word l'chaper that the mitzvahs of the kohen gadol that does the avodah on Yom Kippur, he has to have this mitzvah prisha 7 days in advance. He has to go away from his wife and come into the base of Migdish. So from these two words of l'chaper and l'chaper, we learn out these two mitzvahs for the paraduma and for the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. The more bishlei makule krob bepara lo mitukim. It's I understand why this pasuk cannot only be talking about the paraduma. Why? L'chaper k'siv. The pasuk says l'chaper l'chaper aleichem. You have to have a kapora of forgiveness. Now a poro lav bas kaporhi. A paradum itself has no union of kapora. The paradum is not even a real korban. You don't make a shchit in the Beis HaMikdash. The whole purpose of the paradum is today to have the ashes that will be able to make the mechatis to be metaya people that are tmei mesim. But the actual shchit is no kapora involved in the paraduma. So pshit when the pasuk says lechaper, it can't only be talking about the paraduma. That's very good. Elo eima kule krob yom kippurim. But why don't we say though the whole pasuk is only talking about Yom Kippur? Let's say only the kohen gadol. He has this mitzvah prisha 7 days in advance before Yom Kippur. He has to go away. But maybe the pasuk b'chal is not talking about the paraduma. It's maybe last day slachaper. Both of them is going on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara Amri yalef tziva tziva. I learned out gzera shava the word tziva tziva. Ksiv hoch, it says over here by the pasuk of miluim tziva Hashem lasis. It says over there by Midbar, by the parasha of the Poras HaParaduma, Zois Chukas HaTeiro, Asher Tzivu Hashem Lemer. It says also, Loshin Tzivu Hashem, is Ma'al Halen Pora, just like by Zois Chukas, the Tzivu Hashem means in the Paraduma, is Afkan Pora. Here also, Tzivu also means Paraduma. So we learn now from Meluim that there's a mitzvah Prisha by the Paraduma. Uma Kan Prisha, Aflalem Prisha. Just like by Miluim, the mitzvah was to be purged 7 days before they did the Avodah, who are then, but the Paraduma did the mitzvah's Prisha. 7 days before you go to burn the Paraduma, you have to step, go away from your wife and go into the Beis HaMikdash. Kedimar vi'eimah, tziva d'yom ha'kipurim. Maybe no, you have a Gzeirah Shav here, tziva.